meeting is now being recorded.
Thank you for joining the IDN guideline implementation guideline working group on 29th of March 2018. In the call, we have Dennis, Matt, Satish, Samad, and Pitinan. Over to you, Matt.
Thank you. We have received a proposed timeline from Sarmad on finalizing the comments or responses and the guidelines. Have you looked at that in that you got in the email yesterday? Satish and Dennis?
Yes, I have it here.
Yeah, I also have it here.
Yes. So what do you think? Finalize the public comments today. Identify guidelines to be updated or revised today. And then finalize a revision in 2 or 3 weeks. And final call, I assume that is a final call within the group, within 3 or 4 weeks. And then publish the guidelines in a month. Or 5 weeks, 6 weeks. Samad, can you confirm that the last call, that's an internal within the group?
Yes, that's what the intention was, that we make a final
yes.
call for about a week in case anybody has any last comments, and then we
yes.
finalize and publish.
Yes, thank you. So... Dennis, please.
Yeah, question for me. The publishing of the updated guidelines, is that that's not a comment period, right? Is it just publishing as a release, or is it meant to go to the ICOM board for review and feedback or review and releasing? How does that work?
Right. So the IDN guidelines working group will publish their work, and then once it is published, then we take it to the board for adoption. I was looking at it the last time, and this is how it was done back perhaps in 2011. That's my understanding, that they were published by the guidelines working group, and then it was then presented to the board.
Thank you, Sarmad. So, in principle, I support this timeline as in because I will be out of the country for 2 weeks in May. So this timeline that we do work until the end of April works well for me. As far as the interim milestones, perhaps the finalized completing the response, maybe between today and tomorrow. I have read the draft report that I think it was Pitinan or someone that sent that out. I read it. I don't think that I identify any issues with it. I think it's consistent with what we have discussed during these many weeks. But I would still like to really one more time, and perhaps by the end of the day, for me, which is going to be perhaps tomorrow for some of you folks, we can just call it complete, and then we can just publish it, and then move on to revising the guidance where it needs to be.
Right. Sarmad dropped off for some reason. Peter is still here. Satish.
I think these dates, deadlines are doable. My only question is, since these are internal deadlines, why is it that we don't have a date for item number 3? It just says early May. Is it because this deadline is dependent on an external entity like the board?
Well, Samad, if you came back, there's a question there on that there's no date suggested for the publication of the guidelines.
So as far as the date is concerned, that would be, you know, within 1 or 2 weeks of when we finalize within the group. It just takes 3 to 10 days for us to take it through the publication process.
Okay. So the only thing that we're dependent on is that publication process.
Right.
So I'm want to understand the guidelines go to the board, and the board will approve them, or of course they could reject them too. But it's not until they have been approved by the
right.
Now Pete and disappeared. It's not until they have been approved by the board they are they could be called the idea in guidelines, right?
Right, but we cannot put it on board agenda until actually IDN guidelines working group has finalized and published them. That's sort of the
I understand
dependency
that.
There.
So what happens if the board finds something which they are not satisfied with? Does it go back to the group or a new group?
So it's not happened before, but I would imagine it would come back to the same group, but I don't it's not happened before, so not really sure whether it would happen this time. Obviously, there have been multiple public comments, and then we have, the group has been considering all those public comments. So I don't really foresee an issue there. But in any case, the regular process, of course, is that once these are closed by the IDN Guidelines Working Group, then they're taken up by the board for ratification. By the way, sorry for the dropping out. It seems like, the connection here just keeps me dropping out, so I've just dialed in rather than using the web interface now. Sorry about that.
Yes, I see that, and I mean, it's not your fault, so I that's how it is. So, I think that my response to this is that I also think that it's reasonable, and I think that we... There are maybe some question about the response. So I think we could accept this this timeline and then start working on it. Is that fine,
yes.
Satish? Yes. Okay. So, Satish and Dennis,
sorry
you
to
had...
interrupt, but this is Ahmad. Which version are you finalizing? The one which has the later dates?
You mean the? We didn't decide on the dates. I suggest that we go for 19th and 26th. To for finalizing the guidelines. So I think we need that time. What do you say, Satish and Dennis?
Sounds fine to me. 19th and 26th.
Yes, so that in C it's 19th and in D it's 26th. And that should be compatible with Dennis' obligations in May, because in May we will have the publication done by ICANN.org. Okay, let's go through it. Satish and Dennis, do you have anything to comment on page one? On page two? Page three?
So Matt?
Yes?
So your intention is to go through the comments right now?
Yes, we should finalize the response.
No, I understand that we want to do that. I was more thinking doing this offline on my own time and provide feedback instead of doing this online. But
okay. That means that we cannot. So we should have a approval on email instead. That is your suggestion.
Correct. Yes. So let's put a deadline for us to submit our feedback, yay or nay. Or feedback, not just J&A, but feedback, and on business. I mean, it's only three of us, but we have two more regular members. So I don't know if they're going to be able to do end of day. I mean, for Carl, I believe it's already end of the day today. It's going to be tomorrow, so I don't know how you want to handle that. I mean, I can commit to review these when I get back to the office and send my notes by before the end of the day today.
So in practice, it would mean before the end of Saturday, UTC, I think, if we should give Carl a chance.
So this is
right.
Ahmad.
Yes.
Is it possible to make a 24-hour call and get comments then, and we can still publish tomorrow?
For me, it's probably fine. So 24 hours from now.
Yeah, me
things,
too. I'm good.
At 12 UTC tomorrow. Right?
So what we could do is we can write an email to the group and ask them that if anybody has any comments on these public comment document, they can submit within 24 hours, and then we'll take it forward. That way, Carl and Edmund can also see it.
Yeah. We lost Satish.
I'm calling him again.
Yes, thank you. I have two. I have read through these comments or the document. The two things that I want to make sure that we have right. Or actually, it's the same thing. It's about this the extended period for implementation. that we suggest for 18 months. We've had two discussions. One was the 18 months to implement LGR, and another one was 18 months to implement everything. But I know that Sarmad suggested that we don't go for 18 months before implementing everything. So then we should have 18 months before LGR is mandatory. Is that the agreement?
Mr. Sarmad, I'd like to come in.
Yes, please. Go ahead.
The RYSG has actually requested 18 months for guidelines 11, 12, 13, and 18 and 19.
Yes.
We'd also said that the guidelines working group had suggested that 18 months for guideline 6 as well. So what I did was, so at one point we had said that we could just make the whole document come in at 18 months down the road. I had actually consulted internally. I shared this earlier as well, I think. I'd consulted internally within ICANN.org, and the response was that that it's better if RYSG has asked for delay, adding some transition time for specific guidelines, we should just limit the transition time to those guidelines, and the rest of the guidelines should then be applicable as per the regular process. I think that was the suggestion from internally. So just, give transition time for those guidelines which are being asked for and not for all the guidelines. So that's what is being suggested in the document I've prepared. It's highlighted as the edit. It's up to you to decide whether you want to go further than that.
Well, I said it's simple to say that. Okay, implementing LGR, there's an extra period until you have to comply to that. The rest applies. But then, if there's a number of recommendations that have an 18-month period, then I guess it's more complex.
Right.
And I don't understand what they mean by 19, which is the community is encouraged to adopt to the relevant terminology used in these guidelines as defined in Appendix B. Why they want 18 months to implement that? And also, what does it mean that Guideline 3.0 is applicable during this transition period of 18 months? If the transition period is only for extra time, is only for certain recommendations, then I don't see how we could say that the old version is applicable.
Sure. So I can actually take that sentence out, the last one.
Yes. Do we want the entire six to be in 18 months? It says that IDN tables must be placed in the IANA repository for IDN practices. Do we want that to be postponed in 18 months?
That shouldn't be postponed. So would you want to limit that to 6A?
Yes, I think so. I mean, 6C, the IDN tables must include the complete repertoire of code points, any variant rules, and any applicable contextual rules, which the registry uses to determine, etc. I mean, I think that should apply as soon as possible, and that is exactly what has been required for PDT testing. So that is nothing new for them. So as far as I see, it's only 6A that we should have an extra 12 months. Or 18 instead of six months. Okay, and then 11.
So I've made that change as well. What I'll do is, based on whatever you're suggesting, I'll share an updated version right after the call.
Right. And then 11, IDN variant labels generated by an IDN table must be either A, allocatable only to the same registrant as the primary IDN label, or B, blocked from registration. So they want an exception to that. I don't know what they mean by that, honestly. Dennis, Satish, do you understand?
You mean the reference to the guidance on IDN variants, how it should be allocated or blocked, and to the time to transition?
Yeah, why do we want an extra 12 months to implement that?
Well, if registry operators do not have today a mechanism to activate variants, let alone to have these type of relationships enforced at the registry level, there's going to be some development in there, and not to mention perhaps pursuing registry agreement amendments.
So it might be that some registry allows variants to be allocated to different registrants. Okay, that's fair. So 11, 12. TLD registries may activate IDN labels, provided that one such IDN variant label is requested, or etc. Yes, okay, so they want exception on that too. Fine. And 13, that's about having the same variant rules for different tables with the same script, and that's okay. And 18, that it should publish policy and rules. Okay. It could take time to find that. 19 seems strange to have, because it's just an encouragement in that recommendation. So I don't see why they want an exception on that. So maybe that's a mistake on their side.
I can speak for that.
Yes.
So 19 is about terminology, and oftentimes, or not oftentimes, but what the working group wants is to ratio operators to adopt this terminology in the policies, aesthetics, and other documents. So as they do that and update their implementations and policies, because we do have requirements to, for ratio operators to publish some of their registry policies in their website, and we want them to adopt the new language, that's the timing that needs to be taken into account in order to update all the documents and review, make the corrections, publishing all the work that has to be put in place for to actually use the language that we are encourage them to use.
Yeah, yes, I understand that. If it was a must or a should, but it's only encouraged. So it's quite weak.
Understand.
That's why I.
But I mean, they are willing to do it. So why don't just give it to them?
Yeah. Okay. Right. Okay. So give them the 19 or the 18 months on that too. Okay. So then it's a 6A, 11, 12, 13, 18, and 19. And during this transition period, the remaining recommendations apply.
Right. And the process for that is they apply 6 months after the they are communicated.
Yes. Right. So they after 6 months, the remaining applies. And after 18 months, all of them apply. That was my comment on these our reply. Otherwise, I accept it as it is. So, but we have a 24-hour period for last comments. So let's go over to the next bullet and identify the guidelines to revise and the revisions needed. Okay. So page 2. I don't see anything there. Anyone? Page 3. There we have the response to JPRS, where we, when it comes to script mixing, that we should update so that it doesn't sound like we consider Japanese to be exceptional. So,
I agree.
It's guideline 15 and 16. That needs a different language, the same meaning, but different language. And try to not to use the word except or exception.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then page 4. So we have in BC 6, we say that we, when it comes to active activation, let me see what it says here. BC 6. Yeah, so we have promised some language that makes activation more limited or encourage or some way. So I guess it's in number 12 in the second paragraph of number 12. We should add something. Add a statement that we encourage the registries to have such a policy that the number of automatic activated variants are kept very low, or they should have such a mechanism. We should have had Edmund here. So, any suggestion from Satish?
No, not from me.
Dennis, do you have any suggestion?
Not off the top of my head, so I can think of it something this morning and shoot back to the mailing list.
Yeah. But I guess it should be something
this is,
on the line of what I said.
Sarmad, I'd like to come in.
Yes, please, Sarmad.
Right. So there were some discussions around this within this group, I guess, and I'm not sure, maybe possibly in one of the meetings as well. One option to consider was that we explicitly list the languages or scripts for which the exception, it should be possible, and for others make it harder. More as BC6 is saying, it just opens it up for everybody. So idea would be to open it up with explicitly list perhaps some one or two scripts for which one could open it, and then for other cases keep the door open as an exception, but but make it, I guess, more conservative. So that was one option, I guess, we had considered. The text already in the guidelines says that it has to be as small as possible. So I think that part is already there, but the concern is that it opens it up for potentially all the scripts. So that's, I think, we should probably see if it can continue.
Okay. Do we know of any other languages, scripts besides Chinese that uses automatic activation?
So there's been some talk in Arabic generation or the task force for Arabic, but that's not in practice. So I think that could be part of an exceptional case. I think we should, if we allow something, again, that's an opinion for you to consider, but if we allow something, it should really be based on current practice, and anything which comes down in the future should be handled through an exceptional mechanism. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. So should this be motivated by the speciality of traditional simplified characters and the tradition? Or maybe just tradition.
So that's one option, right? That's one option to consider, that we make an explicit case and then keep the door open for exception cases.
I think it sounds good to point out Chinese as the exception in this case, where automatic activation is established and well working, and where it's accepted. Mm. Okay, we're only identifying on page 5. They're referring to section 252, commingling of cross-script code points. BC adds that only limited exceptions should apply to mixed scripts. So, again, a possibility could be to list Chinese, Japanese, and Korean. Are there any other known cases?
Mats, when you're talking about CJK, is the combination with Latin? Because
in Japanese you have a combination of hiragana, katakana, and han and Latin.
Right, but we are assuming, or I mean, related back to the exception cases where Japanese is a single script instead of a combination of the scripts.
Well, from a Unicode perspective, then it is a combination of three. But mm-hmm. Yes, the addition of Latin is definitely creating a script mixing.
Mm-hmm.
And in Korean, the Hangul syllables and Han, that is,
right.
I guess, this still script mixing. So,
right.
But do we know of any other cases where they but multiple scripts are used in
Arabic.
More standardized writing. Pardon?
I wonder if Arabic makes this. I was asking or wondering if Arabic also mixes with Latin letters.
No, I mean, Latin letters, that would be impossible because that's right to left and left to right. But it could be other, I don't know, but Hebrew Arabic or Tana Arabic or something. What do you say, Sarmad?
Right, so Arabic would mix digits in Latin, or I guess the digits in that particular ASCII range. So that's possible. I can't remember now what the script for that is. I think if it's common,
the
then
digits,
it should be okay.
Yeah. The digits are not part of Unicode Latin.
Yeah.
European.
And then the other one which we noticed was, as I reported, I guess earlier, was that I saw Tana in Arabic mixed in Maldives. It's only limiting cases, so I'm not really sure whether at second level they would want to do it. It's just maybe some specific Arabic words. It's not really generally mixed. So that's something which we don't really know much about. And Tana community may eventually decide that they don't want to mix Arabic, but they do in their newspapers, for example, they have some names which are written in Arabic script, and they are actually in Tana newspapers, they are also written in Arabic script. So they do some mixing in the within the script in their normal use. I'm not really sure whether that will carry over to their IDN tables because they don't really have one at this time. So that's where we are for that. Thank you.
So my suggestion is that we list Chinese, Japanese, Korean as regular users of multiple scripts in domain names where it's fully acceptable, and state that if some other case comes up, it must be established and something.
So I guess to add to that, the Korean case is something we should probably discuss further, because at second level currently the Korean doesn't mix the Hangul and Hanja. So in domain name system, at least the practice is not there from my understanding.
Okay. Yeah, I can confirm that I cannot remember having seen any Korean IDN table with mixing of Hangul syllables and Han in PDT work. So no such table has been submitted.
Right. And there's also some discussion on this going on for root zone level. So if you're interested, I can share a link where some community members are actually arguing whether Han and Hangul, Hanja and Hangul should be mixed at top level. That's something that the Korean GP is currently discussing as well. But in any case, at this time, there's no such case, I guess, for second level.
So we could consider if we should list only Japanese and Chinese instead of all three. Okay. Let's go on. We should identify. We shouldn't solve. There's nothing else on page 5, I think.
Actually, AB2, there is a slight change. We agreed based on AB2 on page 5 that we are going to add the reference to TR, Unicode TR 36 as well in recommendation 17 in addition to the reference to TR 39.
That's right. And then page 6. I guess there's nothing. And page 7. Well, the question is where these exceptions on the guidelines 6A, 11, 12, 13, 18, and 19 should be. But I propose that they are outside the guidelines, so that they are published together with the guidelines, that there is an extra time to implement those listed guidelines. Yeah, I think that is all. We should. Who can make a proposal on the new language for next week?
I can take a first stab, and then
okay.
Other people can chime in.
Yes. So please. Let's work on email.
Agree.
Okay.
Okay.
We are at the top of the hour. I have a new meeting coming up, so I'd like to close this meeting. Anyone wants to add something? Final word?
I'm good. Thank you.
Thank you very much, all of you, for participating in this meeting. And
thanks and bye.
Let's close it. Goodbye.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Goodbye.